I'm Derek Romero, and today I'll be interviewing
Cesar Paniagua.
All right, Cesar Paniagua. So we're here right now because I'm going to be asking you about your life living next to the border. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So where do you currently live right now?
Currently, I live right now in San Diego, close by to where Aquatica is and also close to the border.
Okay. So living close to the border, you cross a lot?
Yeah, I cross most of the time. I got the Sentry, which is basically the fast lane to cross from Mexico or from TJ to San Diego. And we got it because we cross most of the time, so yeah.
Okay. What do you do when you go down to Mexico?
When I go to Mexico, I do many things. We mostly go out to go with my family from my mom's side. My tío's name is Tío Paco. Tía Rocío, and I have 3 cousins.
So you have a lot of family down there, huh?
Yeah.
Alright. Do you own property down there? And if you do, where?
Yeah, I own property over there because when I was born, my mom and my dad, they built a house in TJ. So I went to school there for 4 years, and then we moved down here to San Diego. And the property I live in is close to this community called Baja California. And right now we still have the house, so we're just renting it to some other people.
Okay, cool. So you're back and forth between Mexico and San Diego a lot. Yeah. What are some advantages of living next to the border?
There's a lot of advantages. One of the big ones are the money exchange, because I think right now a dollar here is like 18 pesos in Tijuana, so we take a lot of advantage over that because we always go to, like, one activities we do is, like, go to the movie theater, and we go to this place called VIP, or Cinepolis VIP, which is, like, an AMC here, and they have, like, huge seats, and Cinepolis VIP, you could get, like, big seats, and it'll be, like, $4 per person, probably 3, and for normal seating here in just a little AMC theater, it'll be, like, $5, so it's way more comfortable, way more cheaper.
Okay. Yeah, I always hear you talking about, like, the exchange rate and everything, how much cheaper everything is down there. So you talked about the, like, movie theater. How different are the movie theaters from San Diego to Tijuana?
There's not really any... Well, the only difference really is that it's cheaper. And I feel like sometimes with people over there in Cinepolis, or compared to AMC, is the people there are way more nicer. Like, they treat us way better. So, yeah.
Okay. What are some negatives that you experience living next to the border?
Some negatives that affect me and my family is on Saturdays and Sundays, we mostly go to TJ, but some days when we can't go, because we have to do stuff over here, and Saturdays and Sundays, a lot of people from TJ cross over here to San Diego to go to, like, malls and buy some clothes. And one thing that we notice affects us a lot is traffic, because there's a ton of traffic on Saturdays and Sundays, and there's a ton of people coming over here. So, yeah.
So, obviously, like we've stated multiple times, you live next to the border. What would you say your favorite part about living next to it is?
My favorite part is that I'm always able to go with my family whenever we can. Like, a Saturday that we don't know what to do, we're like, oh, let's go to my tío's house. So, we just go there and have some fun times. And I said that wrong. And we also just go, if we don't know what else to do, we just go eat over there and, yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, I'll do that sometime, time to time in Mexico. So, you live next to the border. You go down there a lot. You have property down there. So I'm sure every day you experience the people and everything. How would you say the people are different from Mexico and here, where you live in San Diego?
Well, it's basically the same thing as here, as the good and bad people. I don't know how to say this. Some bad people over there in TJ are, like, some things we see that are kind of weird is that some people, like...
Real quick. Tell me about the one time. Remember that one time you told me a story about the people cutting the fence? Tell me that.
Oh, yeah. We were... I went camping one time to San Felipe. It's a place down there in Mexico, farther down than TJ. And we went camping there to go ride on motorcycles. And then we came back through Mexicali, the border over there. And we saw these people cutting down fences with, like, pliers, and they were trying to cross to the other side. But then the police came and they started running away. And that's basically the only thing we saw.
They were trying to cut down the border.
Like I was saying, some bad people or some crazy people over there, I think we've seen is most of the time we see people driving cars or driving like they have never done a test. Or because over there it's easy. You don't really need to get a license or anything. So you can just drive, get a random car and just start driving. So we've seen a lot of crazy people driving. And there are also some nice people there. It's like a big difference. Sometimes we get lost in TJ and we ask for directions and people help us out to find our way back. And you know, sometimes they give us like night cool places to go to buy food and yeah, to go to nice restaurants.
Okay. So obviously you cross back and forth a lot, so that means a lot of time at the border. What would you say has been like the craziest thing you've seen at the border?
I know the story is kind of sad, and many people say it's fake, but most of the time when we cross the border, we always see some crazy stuff, like people with like no arms, but this one was super crazy, and there's people over there with like disabilities that start asking for money, and we do give people some money, but sometimes we see some fake stuff, and the people in TJ even say it's fake. But the crazy thing I've seen was that this one guy was asking for money because supposedly he had an oversized foot. The foot looked like an elephant foot, and people say he grabs like another like fake foot from like a Halloween store, and they like a very huge one, and he fills it up with water and puts it on his foot like a shoe, and it looks exactly the same skin color as his, but you can see like a little line on right like if it was like a sock. And if he fills it up with water, it starts limping, and he starts asking for money. And yeah, that's the craziest thing I've seen at the border.
All right. Thank you, Caesar.
Thank you.
Yeah, again, thank you for letting me, like, interview you about your life living next to the border. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome.